Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That's how things get done.
Yeah.
There we go, boys. That's how things get done. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
That's how the West was won, baby.
Like, I don't like the rules, but hey, I got to play by them sometimes.
Dude, seriously. That's the truth, man. That's one of those truths that like hits you more and more the older you get, you know?
Yeah. It's like what people explain to you sometimes, this is how court cases work. Whatever side has more money wins.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh. Yep.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, it's like, no, man, we got justice. And then you get older, you're like, yeah, okay, that's pretty much accurate.
Yeah.
It's like one of those things. Yeah, and young people are like, let's overthrow like this or that or change this. And I was like, yeah, it's harder than it seems.
That's what she said? That's what he said.
Good day. You are listening to a podcast, but this isn't just any podcast. Just any podcast couldn't do this. Or this. What the? This is the podcast starring the Ted's. Starring the Ted Smith and Cobb. Ha-ha. The podcast starts. You better wear a helmet now.
Woo! The podcast, episode 275. What's up with your boy, the Ted Smith? I'm going to be hosting this here podcast, greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
To the left of me. He's actually to the right of me. He's always here unless he's somewhere in Southeast Asia on two wheels. He goes by the name of Cobb. Cobb, what's going on?
Markets in turmoil this week as China has moved to block the NBA, South Park, and now the podcast from the communist state over opinions supporting the ongoing protests in Hong Kong. Ted in Maryland, Matt in Alaska, and Cobb headed to California as the boys continue to spread the podcast to foreign lands ahead of this election cycle. Just closed up 3 points in mixed trading today. Did Ted find an old flame at DeMatha Catholic during his high school reunion? We'll find out at 6.
All right, back there on the wheels of steel, getting the studio all set up. Actually wearing sleeves because it's already that cold in Seattle.
Yeah.
Matt, Cobb, the producer, MCTP. What's up, Matt?
Hey, Ted.
Yeah, I don't usually bitch about the cold too much, but I'm like, man, it is chilly out there today.
Yeah, it's early October.
And it came hard and fast, so he said. But it's true. You know what I mean, though? Like, we went summer to winter.
Yeah, it didn't seem like fall stuck around too much.
We had, like, two awesome days of fall, and then it was like, and you're cut off.
And it's wild, because back in Maryland, they were just like the day I got there, they were like, oh, it's nice today. But it had just been, like, in the 90s, like, the day before.
Jesus.
Yeah, man. It's wild. Then I flew back out here and I was like, whew, it is chilly.
Yeah, I know Texas got crushed too. Their September was like the hottest on record. They're having 90 degree days. I mean, even last week they had one.
Yeah. And right now I think everything's changing weather-wise for all those people.
What do you mean?
Like, I think there's like, we are getting stuff pushing through, but I want to say in the east, like in the Midwest, like the big cold front's actually sweeping down and pushing out all the hot weather. So they're actually just getting into fall.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking like macro-wise how Seattle's going to be Maui in a couple years.
Not quite yet.
Yeah.
Let's see. First of all, I wanted to mention our good friend Steve Miggs, of course, is having Miggs Fest 3 on this Saturday down at Club Sur. Doors open at 6 p.m. Just, you know, get down. It's going to be a fun day. Bruiser Brody's
Club Sur, the one in Soto?
Correct. Right by the Monkey Loft.
Get there early because NSR and Celia are like first up and both those two are just rippers. Like, NSR is like... You know, she does just some really cool stuff and just has an amazing voice. And then Celia, I saw them one day. Actually, I was going to see Glenn Cannon do an acoustic thing, and, like, I was just blown away, having a great time in the front row. So, like, that is a stacked bill from top to bottom.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a good time, man. He's had two of these. They're always a fun time, and hopefully some people come out. We'll see you. I'm already planning to be a little hungover at Pub League on Sunday.
What does Steve not do, man? Like, it blows me away how that guy is so active.
I will say, today was one of the few days I see him stress, and I was like, you all right? But you're right. He has so much going on, and he has a child on the way.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Where do I get that energy, man?
Dude, so, Alec. By the way, Alec, I have got to get him on the podcast. Alec from 100.7 The Wolf does afternoons there. Alex is a great dude. I like him. And I asked him like 2 months ago to come on the podcast. He goes, what are you still doing here tonight? And I go, tape on my podcast. He goes, oh, the podcast I'm never going to be on.
Oh, man.
But Alec, Cobb and I'm sure we've talked about this, but we always talk about how Miggs has such a good, like, young energy, and you never think he's as old as he is.
Yes.
So last week, Alec was like, where are you going, man? I said, I got my 20th high school reunion. He goes, man, I would never guess you're that old. And I was like, thanks. Makes me feel like Miggs.
There we go. Yeah, dude. Hang out with the man long enough, some of the energy rubs off, you know? Right. You've lost a lot of weight. You're working towards the pull-up.
Like, just not getting
good
tattoos.
Happen. Were people shocked at the high school reunion?
Yes.
Nice.
To say the least. I mean, you know, literally, I was 15 pounds less than when I was a freshman there.
I know that's not why you did it, but that had to feel good.
It did. And it's just funny little things. People are like, how's Seattle? It's like, well, it turns out there's gyms and you can eat stuff better. You know? Well, I tell everybody, like, because people are like, do you miss, like, you know, D.C. and everything? I said, well, I miss all the people.
Right.
But, like, that just wasn't the healthiest lifestyle for me there. So, like, the Northwest has been awesome for me.
Yeah, that's true. I've noticed there's way less health food, especially in like that band of the Northeast. Like Vermont and New Hampshire have some, and like if you get a little further south, they have some. But I feel like that band, actually DC, you know, like downtown. Yeah, I don't know.
I think part of it too is just I always forget to like go back. It's just like Seattle's gotten big, but I mean between DC and Baltimore, you know, or Boston, I mean there's just so many people, and just the hustle and bustle is more. You know, like I feel like that has an effect on, you know, gym stuff or how you eat or, you know,
dude,
blah,
yes,
blah, blah.
That's exactly what I was going to say. I feel like it stresses people out like on a low, low level, like low frequency, constant buzz stress out. And then people end up eating worse because they're constantly just like slightly stressed or slightly like resource scarce or whatever in the back of their heads versus like the calm serenity of nature.
Yeah. But it was, you know. And also, sometimes it's just about the food. You know what I mean? Like, Louisiana has great food. But, like, if you've ever been in Louisiana, you're not getting... It's hard to find something not fried.
Yeah.
Right? We've all been to, like, Bourbon Street or whatever, right?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. And there's some great, great meals down there. But it's just like, yeah. Like, I remember the first time I went to Louisiana, like, after 3 days, me and my buddy Will were like, let's just go get a turkey sandwich.
Well, yeah. Because even the stuff that's not fried, like a po' boy, you know, it's still, like, on, like, a big white, like, French roll.
Yeah, and it's got fried shrimp in it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you're like, you know, eating French fries with it and stuff, and you're just like, oh, like enough.
Yeah.
I just want a piece of lettuce.
Some of the stuff is awesome, though. I mean, you get back to Maryland, they put crab dip on everything. I mean, I had crab nachos.
Have you had, what the heck is it called? Dude, I was so late to this game. Have you had poke bowls yet?
Yeah, of course.
I somehow just discovered those 2 weeks ago. Incredible.
Really?
Yeah, and I had tons of crab in mine. Well, yeah. I had the like crab imitation crab, which I'm pretty sure is it salmon? What kind of fish do they use for that? Cod?
Oh, no, no, no. It's a super cheap little fish they get out of Japan and mush together.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew it was fish, but.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Tell yourself it's salmon.
I tell myself it's crab.
Yeah. That
do they
works.
Spell it with a K? K crab?
I don't know. Is that what they do?
Generally, if it's got a K on it, that's not the crabs you want to be eating.
It's my favorite kind.
I used to get this crab dip all the time. A girl I was dating was like, K-crab? Like, that stuff's disgusting. And I remember I just kind of like, well, you've ruined it for me. And then my mother, of all people, was on a flight here to Seattle, and the guy was some commercial fisherman in Japan, but he lived here, and he was like, oh, yeah, that imitation stuff, that's just a bunch of fish we catch and push together.
Man, you know...
Sorry.
I just love your California rolls.
I feel bad for, like, you having that ruined by her, and I was just trying to think of, like, other foods that I've had ruined by people where they're like... You know how they make hot dogs, right? And it's like, oh, well, you know what? I don't want one now.
Yeah, I dated a girl that tried to ruin Jell-O for me.
What, the horse hooves thing?
She was like, it's bone. It's basically like ground up bones or something.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I don't know enough to say, but I want to say like the bone marrow or something.
Gelatin?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's in a lot of stuff.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, bring it on.
I like Jell-O.
Jell-O jigglers? Doing fine. Remember when those were big commercials?
Oh, yeah. Jell-O was huge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I'm going down a list of every girl I've dated now, but I also dated a girl that used to make like the, you ever had the pretzels, like pretzels on the bottom, and then it's like whipped cream and then Jell-O on top?
What?
No.
Oh my God. It's like the best of salty and sweet together.
Wait, are you talking about like big soft pretzels or like pretzels, like bag pretzels?
No, like roll then... gold, the little ones you
so
eat at a
like
bar.
Is like in a cup or something?
It's like in a cookie, like a Pyrex pan.
What?
Okay. Speaking of, I know we're going to that tailgate on the... With the 19th or 17th, I know a girl is bringing 100 Jell-O shots.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Dude, we are not talking about the same tailgate.
No. She's going to a different tailgate.
All right. I found another tailgate, too, when I was my flight out was on. I took a red-eye out last Thursday, right? And so the Seahawks were playing. So I'm sitting in this bar watching a Seahawks fun game, and then I get to my gate. Everybody just leaves after the game ends, and they're like, oh, it's another 30 minutes till we board. So I pop back into this other bar, and the lady next to me, I'm like, what kind of shot are you drinking? And she's like, it's this, this, and this. And I was like, oh, I just haven't seen one in a while. And we started laughing, and she goes, anybody ever told you you sound like Ted Smith? I go, they have, because I am Ted Smith. So her and her husband were like massive fans of the Men's Room. She like took a picture, and then she's wearing all this Huskies gear. So I said, my brother's coming out for that game. Like, are you? And she's like, oh, we're massive supporters. We have this huge tailgate. You got to come by.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then she was like, we'll start working on tickets for you, this and that. Like, that's going to be a fun day.
Dude, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. The only bummer is that the Sounders are playing their playoff game at the same time, 12:30.
Hmm. Wow. Well, I'll say this. You know, wait, is it a night game too?
No.
Day game. Sorry. Okay. So we're going to have to get
like,
there.
Come on, dude. 12:30.
If we're trying to hit multiple tailgates, we're going to have to get there early.
Oh, trust
me. None of that BS we did a couple weeks ago.
No, that was a last minute call of just like me, you, Rick, and Drago going over there.
Yeah. Yeah. That was fun. That Rick guy's funny as hell.
Damn it. I'm trying to find the Jell-O.
Dude, forget the Jell-O. Tell us about your trip.
You're
back east. You had a packed schedule.
Yeah, it was a ton of fun, man. Strawberry pretzel salad. That's what it's called.
Oh, I thought you were trying to figure out what's in gelatin. And I was just like, man, like, I'm going to keep eating it.
Yeah, I think I can ruin that. No, the trip was great. So first of all, sorry, my screen went off.
That's all right.
First of all, the crazy thing about the flight over, do you guys do anything strange on flights you don't do in normal life?
Yeah, tons of half my program is strange. Yeah.
All right, so the number one for me is for some reason I watch romantic comedies.
Huh. Oh, good rom-com. I like a good rom-com too.
Yeah, I'm
nice.
Really
good. Know that about
apparently
you.
I like them.
What's your move? Probably because we're both just isolated bachelors, dude.
Yeah, we never think to watch it. But I watched one with the Australian girl. She's pretty funny, called Isn't It Romantic?
That means nothing to me, the Australian girl.
Help me out. She's a little bigger.
Matt?
She sings and dances.
Oh, dude, I know who you're talking about. Wow. Just from that, I know what you're talking about. She's in Pitch Perfect.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. She's funny, though.
Right. She's hilarious. So I saw that movie Isn't It Romantic on the last flight I was on. So then this one on the way out, I watched yesterday. The movie about the guy that gets hit by the car and then he sings the Beatles songs and nobody knows who the Beatles are.
I feel like I saw a preview for that, but I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I also don't really care about the Beatles, but I've been singing Yesterday for 3 days. Every time I get like a little buzz from just in the shower, like, Yesterday. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, can I tell you a weird thing about that? So you know how you have that song stuck in your head right now?
Yeah.
We've all had songs stuck in our heads at various times. I've been reading about some psychological work about self-talk, like how people talk to themselves and things that echo through your brain. And basically, a lot of the things that either people have said to you or that you say to yourself echo through your brain in the same way that songs do. And so they like dig that, what's that called? Like that channel, like deeper and deeper for like those neurons to connect. And so then your body's like more typical to take that, more likely, sorry, to take that exit ramp over and over. Really weird phenomenon. But anyway, point of the story, TLDR, self-talk is important.
Also, I just remembered her name, Rebel Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I know there's somebody
like
right
her
now.
Actual name.
Oh,
I mean,
that's
I know
her
that's
name.
What she goes by, but I feel like.
Oh, well, she's an actress.
Yeah. I just found out that Jamie Foxx, that's not his real name.
No, he changed it because when he was starting out doing stand-up comedy, he was good. So the other comedians wouldn't put him on the open mic night. So he changed it, and he realized that so few women showed up that if he used a woman's name, he'd get time quicker. So that's why he changed it to Jamie.
I feel like last time you said that on this podcast, I thought, oh, I learned that before. Last time you said that on this podcast beforehand. Yeah. But also the inverse thing happened to Tyler when she was doing it in an open mic. Like she got cut by a girl that was like putting it on. And then
she thought it was a dude.
Yeah, because they thought it was just like a stack of a bunch of dudes. And one of the producers of the show was a girl. And so she's like, I'm just going to hop on in this like set of dudes. And then they're like, next up, Tyler. And then she went up and it was like, they're like, oh, damn, we didn't realize you were a girl. And she's like, yeah, it happens. I mean,
So on the flight, I'm watching the rom-com. The kid next to me is going there. Him and his parents. So his parents are to the right of me, right? I'm on an aisle seat. And he's next to me on my left. It was just funny. He's 18, small town in Oregon. They're going to Annapolis, Maryland, and he's going to go to the academy. So I talked to him a little bit about Brendan Looney, this and that.
For people who don't know, it's the Naval Academy.
Yes, good call. My buddy Brendan Looney was a famous SEAL that went there and then died. Him and a buddy, Travis Morrison, they are buried together in Arlington. It's a big story. Like presidents have talked about it, whatever. So I'm telling this kid about it. Long story short, I'm sitting there on this flight. It's nighttime. He falls asleep on my shoulder. I'm just like watching a rom-com. Like people that know me, like this is not my life, right? And the dad's like, sorry. I'm like, it's all right. Like he's going to learn to sleep, you know, back to back with dudes when he's like out in the field and stuff. So I was like, yeah, no worries. It was just funny to me. Like I never watched rom-coms. Like, I got a kid sleeping on my shoulder.
Sensitive Smith. I
were
like
you
it.
Sitting window or aisle?
Aisle. Okay. So his parents were next to me on the other aisle. He was in the middle seat.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah. Of course, I gave him my Looney wristband, but, you know, I went to the math. So then, right, so then Friday, have lunch with my dad, took him out for a nice steak, which actually was very lovely. And then did a couple things with my mom and then met up with, like, my cousins, my buddy Aaron down at Looney's in Maple Lawn. Aaron was at the Looney's in College Park, and I was like, dude, I'm here. And he's like, dude, I'm in the restaurant. I don't see you. And I was like, I'm here right now. And I'm like, are you in College Park? He's like, yeah. I was like, all right.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
So who made the mistake?
You know what? What's the ruling on this? So I had started a Facebook group where I said the Looney's in Maple Lawn, but I added in Aaron late to it.
Ooh.
So I don't know whose mistake
it was. What's your guys' classic? I mean, what was closer to where you guys grew up?
Oh, the one in College Park. I mean, I grew up at College Park, but my cousins just assume we're going to that one because it's out by where my mom lives now. So I'm
neutral,
it didn't matter.
Neutral ruling. I heard the same thing happen while I was in line at Dick's, though. They're like, wait, what? We're on Broadway.
Yeah.
And I could just hear him like, oh, man.
So it was cool, man. Aaron still showed up. Had a great time. Hung out with my cousin Tom. So then Saturday we get up. My buddy DB and Weave. Actually saw Weave's parents, which was great. So we go to, you know, so we're like hanging out, checking in the hotel. And then we go to the reunion. The first thing you notice is like, I forget it's a Catholic school. So everybody's calling me sir because there's just high school students helping working out. And then we get in there and it was awesome, man. Like there was a few guys brought their wives and stuff, which was cool. I forgot a couple guys' wives I like knew already. But like one guy, man, he grew up in Southeast and he just stood up and kind of just talking about like the struggle it was for him to go to Dematha and like how much it meant to him. And those kind of things I forget about. I did not give a very good speech. It was very quick to the point. Let's just do a cheers for Looney. And Anthony Miller was another guy that went to Dematha that passed away when he was at West Point, the Army Academy. But no, it was awesome, man. And then hearing some dudes' stories, like some dudes are still kind of the same. Like everybody was asking me, like, how'd you get into that? I was like, well, it was a struggle for me to get out of Dematha. I kind of BS through that. I just BS on the radio now. But no, it was it was a lot of fun. And I forget how much those things mean to me. And honestly, this sounds weird, but like, I forget I went to that school sometimes. Like, I forget that I was a president of that class, you know, because I've done these things, but I still hold it in such a reverence that I'm like, oh yeah, like I was one of the guys here.
I'll tell you this, we don't forget it. I'm just kidding. Man.
I do tell that story all the time about years ago going to a Costco down in like just somewhere south of Seattle, and I have on a DeMatha hoodie, and the woman walks by and goes, did you go to DeMatha? I did. Yeah, my husband never shuts up about it either. That's all funny. Oh, yeah. People love that story.
Dude, well, that's the thing. It's also an awesome high school, you know? Like, it's pretty rare that it's like that you go to a high school that has nationally ranked teams, you know, like multiple nationally ranked teams. So
yeah.
I'd be hyped, too.
And then Saturday night, we decided to go out in College Park, mix it up with the college bars.
Wow.
That didn't go so hot. Like, the first one we were at, like, it was fun. But, like, you know, it's just after a while, it's like, all right, we're just the old guys. And then, of course, the old guys, everybody has a little more money now than we did in high school. So everybody's buying shots. And then you're doing four shots in, like, a damn hour.
Yeah.
So the night kind of fell apart. Matt, you know me. I had a master plan.
Fireball, cheap vodka.
Right. I was like, we are going to order pizza back to this hotel room. No chance.
I'm going to bed.
Yeah, exactly. Right? And somehow we all split up and ended up back there. I was like, yeah, that's right. But it was a really great time. And then Sunday got up. Trust me, your boy was hustling all weekend. Sunday get up, Uber back out to my mom's, Uber over to Savage Mill, see Bernie and little Bernie, had brunch with them. Bernie dropped me off the airport, you know, got back here late Sunday night and then slept yesterday, Monday.
Wow. Yeah. It sounded like when you were telling me your itinerary before you went out there, you were just going to be going. It was like meet up, meet up, meet up, meet up, meet up, which is cool. I feel like I'm the same way. You want to get a lot of value out of those trips.
Yeah. Especially if you're traveling that far and I'm only there for a few days, like, you know, I'll sleep when I get back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See a lot of people. That's cool, man.
Have you guys been to a reunion yet?
Yeah.
So you went to your 10-year?
Yeah.
How'd that go?
It was all right. It was just at a bar on Capitol Hill. Our class president didn't give a shit. He was just like, oh, yeah, I guess I should do it. And it was like late notice and stuff. But it was fun seeing everybody.
Trust me, I thanked Ben there at DeMatha. He's obviously a few grades younger than us, but he organized the whole thing. And I was like, Ben, I am the president of the class. Thank you so much for putting this together.
That'd be weird throwing a party from across the continent.
Yeah, right?
Like organizing it and trying to call places and stuff. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Good for Ben.
Yeah, that's also like, dude, thanks so much. And he was like, oh, yeah, no worries. But yeah, it was a great time. We had a barbecue there and stuff. So, yeah, I won the award for farthest to show up. And then my buddy Drew won the award for most kids. Who's got the most kids? Drew's like, I got five. Here you go. So we just won a couple little necklaces from DeMatha. I was just like, yep, that seems about right.
That is pretty funny.
I'm trying to think what else was super funny. All right. I'm not sure I should tell this story, but I will. So you guys all know I'm a chatty person or whatever. So I won't say which car company, could be either one, but I was in one of these Sunday morning and I'm BSing with the guy. And it's
you're talking about a ride hailing company?
Yeah. We'll just call it a cab.
Yeah. Yeah. I just mean, it's not like a car rental or something.
Right. So I'm BSing with the guy and we start talking about like festivals or this or that. And you know, I talked a little bit about Burning Man, and I think maybe it was because I brought up Ram Dass, who I just recently learned about as I saw the movie like the night before I left. And the guy goes, I got a couple of hits up here. Do you want half a tab? And I'm like,
Jesus.
And in my head, I'm like, no way, right? And I'm like, are you for real? And he just kind of hands it back, and I was like, holy cow. That's two hits of acid in there. And I was like, well, I'm going to hang out with my mom and like my godson, like, I'm going to skip it. And he kind of looks at me. I go, hey, man, by the way, I appreciate you offering. And I really, like, I've never had that happen. He goes, yeah, I have never done that. I have never offered that to anybody. He goes, I don't know. You seem like a cool guy. And I was like, for some reason, I took it as like a really nice compliment.
Yeah, that is dope. I mean, it's also a felony, but it's cool. It's a cool ask. Anyway.
Right? I was just like, all right, man.
It's a confident move out of your boy. That's right? 5 stars all day.
It was cab.
Yeah, I copy that.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, like, I don't know. It was just one of those. Do you guys ever have random stuff like that?
Weirdly, I do.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't know if it's just like my demeanor or the things I like to talk about with people or wearing that that mala, but definitely comes out of people.
Yeah, I have a few wardrobe selections that kind of make me a target for it. And
target.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think also if you just people that don't live in the, you know, especially in Seattle, they just think we're crazy anyhow.
Yeah, I think there's also something about, you know, recognizing like an ally or a counterpoint in somebody else where you're just like, yeah, okay. Like, we're kind of cut from the same cloth. This guy would probably be into this.
And the Bernie Man stuff is just a trump card. When you tell people you've been twice, they're just like,
I'm in the scene. Okay.
I even brought that up. He was just like, and honestly, I really thought it was going to be like a weed thing. And then I saw it and I was like, holy cow, like, thanks so much. But it's going to be a no for me right now.
That's the thing. I almost go out of my way to avoid Burning Man now because, talking about it, because people are, people are annoyed with people being so obnoxious with like what an experience is or whatever. But every once in a while it comes out, you can just see like the conversation change.
Yeah. And you're right. I try to be careful about bringing it too much, but also for most of those dudes, like I was talking with, just tell them about going. They're just like, what is it like?
It's like the West Point of psychedelics.
Yeah. And most people only have an idea of just like, and it is chaos, but they're just like, and it's always the same thing. There's always like one dude in the group who's like, I've always wanted to go. And everybody's like, man, I like to party, but that's too much for me. I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a long party. That's for sure.
So that one was pretty crazy. I should mention the NFC West. Wow.
Wild.
Like, the Hawks are 4-1. The Niners are still undefeated. Like, it could be best division in football, right?
I mean, it's early in the season. And, I think we'll have to see. I mean, the Rams are still good. They're not what they were last year. But, yeah, I mean, those three teams are, carrying the torch pretty well.
Yeah.
No comment, Arizona.
How about the Pac? Is it 12 now in college
Pac
football?
Pac-12.
How many ranked teams do they have?
Not that many right now because Washington lost again last Saturday.
Are they still ranked?
I don't think they are.
Whoa! Ooh.
Yeah, but Oregon's right there. They've only had that one loss like Labor Day weekend, and it was to like Auburn or somebody really good.
Okay, but we don't have any like top five teams right now?
No, not at all.
Dang.
Yeah. Dude, we were talking about high school nationally ranked teams. Eastside Catholic's 11 in the nation for football.
Are.
I went and saw one of their games on Friday because I just like saw a tweet from G. Scott Sr. His son G. Scott Jr. is going to Ohio State. And yeah, so, but he's a senior now. And so they're just playing at Memorial Stadium. And I was like, I think I'm just going to go randomly show at a high school football game. And
dude,
like,
I would have gone. That was really fun.
They got a lot of, I mean, they
and
have,
Eastside Catholics, I mean, they are so, they built that program in the last 20 years. They've done a great job.
There's a ton of offers on that team. Like, guys committed to, one of the guys just committed to Stanford. Another guy has offers from like Alabama and other teams. And it's like, they are stacked. And so, yeah, it was a lot of fun. Although I sat on the wrong side. I sat on Garfield's side. But
and Garfield traditionally has a good program for sports.
Yeah. Not for football.
Not for football? No.
They're always bottom three in Kinko.
They're more basketball?
Killer at basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, started...
Franklin's best usually at basketball. Franklin Roosevelt.
Okay. I was telling, on the beach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The beach always... They always send a couple people to the league. And actually, a lot of those leagues, divisions have gotten shifted around, too, since I was in high school, like, 12 years ago or something. So some of them are 3A now, where they were 4A before, and vice versa, and whatever, so...
I was telling some people at DeMatha, I was like, I want to run a tournament out here for basketball.
There's a really good one.
Like, bring DeMatha out, have them play, like, I don't know who's the top school, so I don't know if Eastside Catholic, whatever the top, like, private school is, and then bring in, like, the beach and somebody else and have them play, like,
yeah, O'Day's usually pretty good at basketball, too. Yeah, Isaiah Thomas runs a big tournament. That's really cool. It's a bunch of people who are in the NBA... usually a couple top college players and like the number one high school player in the country. They run it over at Seattle. I always forget the name of that one. The Seattle Christian College or whatever.
I don't know. And then
Puget Sound Community. What's that one that's like right in like on the other side from free on the backside of Queen Anne?
Oh, Seattle Pacific.
Thank you.
Yeah, and then Jamal Crawford runs a great like league in the summertime here.
Oh, nice.
Right, Jamal Crawford. Do I have that right?
He has ties here.
Yeah.
Nate Robinson. He has a good wing spot. I don't know about
I
his
could have totally
tournaments.
Butchered that. I said Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
It could also be those people you're talking about.
All right. Well, we have some local basketball talent here in the region.
Speaking of wings, that is one great thing about going back to the D.C. area. There's so many places you can go for just random good wings.
Yeah. I feel like our average wing in Seattle is not great.
No. I call it suspect at best.
Yeah. Are there any like standout wings in the city? They're like, oh my God, these are some of the best wings ever.
In Seattle?
Yeah.
No, but I come from a wing-rich environment back there in D.C. So it's very, like, that Korean fried chicken, Stars in the Sky, like in Edmonds, I will stand by that as some of the best chicken I've had. But it you know, I'm skewed.
Wing-rich environment.
Man, yeah. I've stopped at Popeye's twice, the one in North Bend, but both times they didn't have the chicken sandwich.
That doesn't shock me.
Yeah. But it's just like, sorry, we're sold out. And I'm like, that's what you said 3 weeks ago. Like, I don't know what the deal is.
What, is there some insanely popular chicken sandwich at Popeye's?
Yep.
What makes it, like, why should I be excited about it?
Well, it's basically, it started as a thing on Twitter. It's Popeye's came out with a spicy chicken sandwich. It's basically Chick-fil-A's. Chicken, brioche roll, pickle, something else. So Popeye's was like, simple chicken sandwich. People will love it. Then Chick-fil-A kind of clapped back on him on Twitter and was like, yeah, where'd you think of this? So then it just became like this cultural thing for like 2 weeks where people were just flooding Popeye's, and they kept like to the point of like they were running out and people were like trying to fight people that worked there.
Yeah. People were like driving all across the state, different parts of the state and stuff. I don't know. I mean, I really love Chick-fil-A. I could take a hard stand, but like I just want to be informed. You know, I feel like I'm still going to be a Chick-fil-A guy after it's all said and done.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Popeye's is good. I like both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I don't need to pick. But
your boy Diplo, like, he showed up to Burning Man with a bunch of Popeye's chicken sandwiches, and he was, like, stunting on people. Because it was like, he's like, I'm that famous that I have all the Popeye's chicken sandwiches I want in the desert. Seriously, man.
I like Diplo a lot more now.
Yeah, that's how, like, what a big cultural thing this was for
Wow.
me. Yeah, I mean, it was peaking right about the time we were there.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That does line up. I like that. It's like, man, bling and ice and all that stuff. I got Popeye's chicken sandwiches.
Right. Oh, man. All right. I don't know. I'm talking a lot about the high school stuff. It was a great time and just, you know, I go through it all the time. I don't have time to say this in the men's room, but just it means so much to me. It was just great to be a part of it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, awesome to see all those guys. It's always fun catching up with old friends too, you know, especially in a circumstance like that.
Yeah, and some of the dudes, like, I forgot how good of friends we were in high school. You know what I mean? I just haven't seen them in years. And they're like, no, man, like, we were always tight. And this, and like, oh yeah, we were.
Yeah, dude, that's, I'm excited this weekend. I'm going down to hike the Redwoods with a couple of my roommates from college.
Oh.
And same type of thing, man. Just anytime I meet up with those guys, like, oh yeah, now I remember why I love seeing you people. You know what I mean? Like, you kind of forget, like, distance, you know, you're just like, ah, yeah, whatever. And then you hang out with them, like, oh yeah, dude, like, riders.
All right, I'll leave it with this. One of the best things is we walk in, and there's a dude, his nickname used to be Bubbles, right? But Bubbles was the quarterback. Like, we walk in, he's the first, and he's like, Teddy, like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm dapping him up, and I was like, wait a minute, I love you, dude, but you're not our class. And he's like, no, man, I came with Kenny. I'm Kenny's date. Because he was the year behind us. But he spent so much time, like, partying with us and everything. He's like, man, I had to come.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, classic Bubbles.
I love that.
All right, you want to read some emails there?
Yeah, sure. I'm a little... Gmail's changed some stuff up, so I'm not sure exactly... did we read an email about for removing companies? Did we cover Tesla?
No, I don't think so.
I don't know.
If I could remove one company, it would be Tesla. I can't stand how people treat them like the newest cell phone. I also think they're irresponsible calling their feature autopilot. It's not a true autopilot, and they're going to kill somebody because people are dumb. There are also countless articles about them being pieces of garbage. We did read this one.
We did.
So I remember you saying, actually, I like Tesla.
Yeah.
All right, moving forward.
They've been in the news a lot.
Take another shot in the dark here. Okay, we did the DEF CON rundown.
Correct.
What up, George?
Yeah, Sal hit me up too and was like, dude, remember you can ask me military questions. Like, yeah, Sal, you're right. Sorry.
All right, I think we did this one, but I'm not sure. Cobb, you inspired me. I've struggled with anxiety for years, and never once did the docs suggest my massive caffeine intake could contribute, nor did I consider asking. After doing some reading of my own, sorry, fellas, got to fact check them podcasts. Fair enough.
Especially this one.
Yeah, fact check them all. I decided to just quit cold turkey. Had my last cup on Wednesday, and the week looked something like this. T plus 12 hours since my last cup. This isn't so bad. Barely even a headache. T plus 36 hours. That's because the half-life is like 8 hours, my friend. T plus 36 hours since my last cup of coffee, and I currently hate the world and everyone in it. Why has God forsaken me and left me to die in this way? That sounds more like it. It's Monday now. After sweating it out over the weekend, I think the worst is over, and for now it seems I'm still married, so it must have not been too bad. Hope all is worth it. Thanks for the suggestion, fellas. Mike. Yeah, Mike, I will say that it comes in waves, and some people within the subreddit at least report having very short turnaround times, like 2 weeks, and some people as long as a year and a half. So just kind of, you know.
Oh, that offers a glimmer of hope. Like, you were like, it was 6 months of hell. Like,
yeah, for me.
It could be awful. 2 weeks. Like, oh, okay, I might run on the experiment.
Now, for me, it was like a month and a half of hell, and then like 3 months of just like my dopaminergic reward system was just kind of screwed up. So I just didn't really care about anything, like no motivation, you know? And then after that, I kind of started to get back to like, okay, cool, I should try to do some stuff. So, boys, my The Podcast moment. I'm currently staying in Kent, so I thought I'd go try coffee and beignets at Go Brewing from your interview the other week.
Oh, nice!
While there with a buddy, a guy walked in wearing a Dope Show t-shirt. I was explaining this to my friend when I realized I hung out at Gators the night before, which was also a recommendation from the Ted Smith. On to other things. My wife and I aren't doing so well right now, and so I went out to breakfast by myself. I'll tell you what I didn't order. Waffles.
Oh,
yeah, boy. I might have been eating my emotions, but I'll tell you what, those syrup sponges definitely made me feel better. The way an old tried and true friend would when you're down and out. Matt, coming from a man who has clogged a lot of toilets in my life, get a plunger. You don't need one until you do, and when you do, oh, you need it. The level of fear when that water rises. Exclamation point. If not for you, do it for your friends. And if not for your friends, do it for the children. Last couple of Cobb topics. Elephant in the room that no one is talking about? Screen time and video game addiction. The stories coming out of Asia are scary. Dude, you're not wrong. Some guy died in Korea playing video games for like 39 hours.
What?
Died. At the desk. Gaming cafe. Died.
What? Ted, did you hear about this?
Like, recently or a couple years ago?
Two have died. I believe two have died, and one was more recently. But right. Not 100%.
I remember the one story, yeah.
Wow.
Elephant in the room. Oh, sorry. The song you would hear in hell, Aqua. I'm a Barbie girl. I'm a Barbie girl.
That's a pretty good answer.
It is. I have a soft spot for Aqua when that song came out. Like, the chick in the video was kind of hot.
Make me walk, make me talk. Yeah.
I may have watched it on loop a few times, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good cut, but I see what he's saying for sure. That would get old pretty quick. Or maybe it's a small world after all. I'm glad I have the greatest podcast in all the land.
All the land.
To keep me laughing. Funny side note if you got time. When I walk into Gators, I saw a short, stocky, bald guy with a big red beard, and I was like, oh, shit, it's the Ted Smith. I went over. Turned out not to be him, but instead an industrial chimney sweep from Oklahoma.
Oh,
sincerely,
all right.
Mike.
Sounds like you got an interesting conversation and a new friend out of it.
Yeah, an industrial chimney sweep.
Can I throw something in about the blue light thing? I bought some Hustler magazines the other day.
Did you really?
To reduce my screen time. Yeah, it was so fun. Driving to the store to buy porn mags, like, such a rush of excitement and adrenaline. And you get there, and they're, like, in the sleeve, so you can't look through inside. And you're, like, driving home, like, oh, man, I can't wait to see what else is in there besides the cover girl fully spread. And it was, like, so exhilarating. So, you know, if you're looking to reduce the screen time a little bit, like, go to the shop and get some Hustlers. They're $5.99 now.
Go analog.
Yeah, they're $5.99 now. I remember having to pay $20 for them because they were like $15, and then you had to pay the guy that was over 18 $5 to buy it for you.
Yeah, it was a good racket.
That's a good deal for like the, you know, I remember
$5 for his self-respect.
I had a guy buy one at an airport for me one time.
Jesus.
I was always amazed. Do they still sell those at the airport? I'm always like, why?
I saw them in Alaska, and I thought, I was like, man, I just bought two last week. Do I buy a third one right now? Like,
God, honestly, who would have the, like, you're not going to get on a plane and start reading porn mags.
See, that's what, I almost want to be the scumbag sitting waiting at the gate. Just flipping through once. I read it for the stories.
Yeah, it seems like an odd place to sell those.
Yeah, for sure.
Man.
There's just too many people at the airport.
Well, and also, do you guys remember, I don't know if you guys were ever into collecting cards of any sort, be they baseball, magic, you know, whatever, Pokemon, I guess, Star Wars. Do you guys ever buy any sort of cards?
I mean, I had some baseball cards, but not enough to ever say I was a collector.
Yeah, yeah, but you know how they'd come in that pack?
Yeah.
Like a silver pack, blue pack, whatever, and you couldn't see them until you... So you have that thrill of opening them up and seeing what's in there?
Yep.
That sounds like what you got to experience, like a flashback to a simpler time.
Yeah, it was totally... I mean, it's it was
awesome.
Could
be anything in there.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's some great spreads. I was very happy that I bought both because they're $5.99. I was going in like, well, you know, I'm a grown up. I can afford $14 for a magazine. Like, that's okay. And you get a lot of, you know, you get a lot of traction out of them. Like, I think we talked about it one
traction?
Time. Traction? Yeah, yeah. Just like,
what do you mean by the word traction?
Like a lot of use because,
yeah.
Like, remember when you're a kid, you get lucky and end up with like four editions of Playboy or whatever, and those are just like your four.
Dude, that'd be a gold mine. No, we found like three pages in the woods.
Oh,
that
yeah.
Sustained us for years.
Okay, well, I think maybe four Playboys and like two Hustlers through the formative years. Not all at the same time,
because
my parents found them one time, and then I had to start my collection.
Yeah, but it was a struggle.
Yeah, it was real. But yeah, going with the magazine is a fun, you know, it's not because you have to anymore. It's just a fun, like, adventure.
Matt, we've done this podcast for, what, 275 episodes?
That is correct.
Never once have you sounded entitled until now when I think about getting a Sears magazine, a Sears catalog in the mail, and then I hear a goddamn story like that. Unbelievable. to the greatest podcast on the land.
All the land.
Hi, guys. Love the podcast. Here's my submission for what I'd put on a billboard. I've attached a PNG file, but in case it doesn't come through, the text is, first of all, his file is awesome if you guys want to see this. It's like in Times Square, massive one. What do you put on the I'm just showing the boys. Sorry, guys. What do you put on the billboard? Listen to the podcast, in parentheses, or you will. Burn in hell.
That is awesome.
Cheers, guys. Incredible. Eric.
Nice Photoshop
nice,
work.
Dude. That's hilarious. It looks awesome, actually. Yes, they've switched up how the spam filter thing works. I believe that's it.
All right. I'll take time to mention once again, Migs Fest 3, 6 p.m. this Saturday night, Club Sur.
Oh, it's this Saturday?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
I forgot to mention that earlier. You can buy tickets in advance. You can probably just Google Club Sur. It'll have the events on there.
I feel like October is a great month for events.
There's a lot of stuff that goes on in October.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. I mean, just October 20th, right? Or the 19th. The 19th, right? My brother will be in town for that Washington-Oregon game. The Sounders are playing a playoff game and that C compression.
And Grizz.
Grizz is the 17th, and we're leaving for Vegas on the 18th.
Wait, what?
You always, this is like the third time you've mentioned Grizz. Like, dude, that is on Thursday night before the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, the good news is they were sold out of floor seats, so I don't have any yet. I'll have to buy some at the door. Okay, wait, and then Saturday is the night? Oh, dude, yeah, okay. Man, calendars have not been my friend lately. Got it.
I feel you.
All right, let's see what's going on with Matt. Let's do it.
Hey,
what's good? What's man?
Whoa. Before we get to what's mapping.
Hey,
what's good? What's man?
Whoa.
Check out what's mapping.
Hey,
what's good? What's man?
Whoa.
Before we get to what's mapping.
Hey,
what's good? What's man?
Whoa.
Check out what's mapping.
Man, lots happened. Went to Alaska. That was a big thing. A couple weeks ago to visit my lovely girlfriend Tyler that lives up there for 3 weeks at a time. Dutch Harbor, where they send the deadliest catch guys out of.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it was badass.
Did you go to the elbow room?
It's now called the Norwegian Rat.
All right.
That was the first place I went. I had a breakfast sandwich there. Not the first time I went there. We went back for lunch a different time. And it was a breakfast sandwich with like bacon and egg and cheese. No cheese in the middle, because it was sandwiched. The bread was two separate grilled cheese sandwiches.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, they're on to something at the Rat.
Yeah,
it
all
was
right.
Next level.
And those dudes, you know, given the job people do up there, like, all those meals have to be that hearty.
Yeah. Yeah, the cuisine there was interesting. But had a great brunch buffet at the hotel there.
All right.
Tyler was getting crab legs there. I didn't go for that. We had some awesome crab dip at the hotel there, actually.
All right. All right.
Because, yeah, it's a big crabbing area. And basically, crab's just always in season up there. And then, so those were kind of the food highlights. Did some hikes. All the mountains up there don't have trees on them, which is just weird coming from here. Because it's, like, too cold.
Huh.
But it still had some, like, fall colors in the shrubbery. Like, there were some, like, red tints and stuff. So it was just weird. And, like, the trails, it's very easy to, like, lose. They're not... Because when there's not trees everywhere, like, the trail becomes a little bit easier to lose track of. And it's not hugely populated. I think there's, like, 4,000 people in the town. So they're, like, narrow trails. And then when you're off the trail, it's, like... It's not like here where like you can't go too far off the trail because then you're in the woods and you're just sandwiched between trees and you're like, I'm not on the trail. So me and these guys from the Navy, they had the USS Somerset, which was up here for Seafair over the summer. But they were in town there, which was its own thing when we went out to the bar Friday night. And it just like that town is not ready for... half a Navy ship's worth of guys ready to rage on a Friday night. So the bars were packed.
And those suits have to be going crazy.
Oh, they were having a good time. It was a lot of fun. But all the locals were like, this is not what I signed up for by coming to the bar.
that's generally what happens when like a giant Navy ship, especially like the aircraft, like if they pull into port somewhere, like right, whatever the town is, it's not ready for all those sailors.
Right. But we were talking about like Seattle, you know, they can disperse to a bigger place. There's two bars in that town. And they were both packed. So I met them. I met some friends at the top of one of the mountains that I did. And then we went down the backside of the mountain, did this whole like loop. And yeah, we like lost the trail after like coming down the cliffs. And it was like, man, you can't lose a trail like this in Washington. Like where it was like, I don't even know where it is. Like,
that's wild.
You know, in Washington, like, I've wandered off for like something looks like a trail. And then within like five steps, you're like, this is not the trail. Let's go back that way and reroute. Those guys were super rad. And there's a bunch of like World War II history up there. Every hike I did, I guess I only did two hikes, but they all had bunkers from, like, World War II, so it was super rad, and then you get in the bunkers, and, like, you're looking out over the ocean, and you see all the other Aleutian Islands and stuff, like, it was a lot of fun.
Were these, like, batteries or, like, anti-aircraft scenarios?
I don't know the difference.
Were they meant to, like, shoot at ships, or, like, just look out, or to shoot down planes?
I don't know. They could do all that stuff from there. It seemed like they just like had awesome viewpoints. Like back then it was a wartime strategy to have.
There's observation towers on some of the beaches in Delaware. They're like these big round, and you're just like, what is that? Because they were so afraid of the German U-boats coming into the East Coast that they built these things that they just look out and look for them.
There's some over in Juanita.
Is there?
What? Yeah, there's three down. Most people don't know.
Oh, yeah, so it can look over at the old base.
Yeah, so they had a scramble strip. For people who don't know the area, this can be really annoying. But for people who do, there was a scramble strip up where the QFC is on Finn Hill. Because there's a naval base right across the way. What's that called? Magnuson Park? No, not Magnuson.
Magnuson, Seattle.
Yeah, what's the other one?
In Juanita?
No. The naval air base that's in Seattle. Where they have all the soccer fields. It's just
that
north of
Magnuson. No, that is Magnuson.
Okay. Yeah.
Across from Juanita.
Yeah. Yeah. So the Magnuson Naval Aviation Center or something like that. Anyway, yeah. So there was on the other side of the hill, they had a bunch of anti-aircraft batteries and then a scramble strip. So if somebody did come and bomb that base, they start shooting off planes over there and come over and take it back.
Huh.
Pretty cool. So there's like three batteries that are in that hillside that you can see if you go hiking over there.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
I just felt like, I don't know, I guess you could say it was just a weird thing. I kind of felt like a pussy in like 2019, like, oh, I'm looking at these views and taking pictures for Instagram and stuff. Like, dudes were up in these things to do battle, like not check out the view and be like, oh my God, it's so pretty. But it was super rad. Saw a bunch of bald eagles. They just call them trash chickens up there. Dumpster chickens. I call them trash chickens.
Because that's all they do, right? They've like adjusted their diet to just dumpster dive.
Yeah. And like, so it's like every dumpster has like lids on them that are like super heavy and stuff. Yeah. It was crazy seeing that many eagles. And like, apparently they've attacked people. I was going up Ballyhoo where I ended up meeting those guys from the Navy. And like, an eagle like just flew like 10 feet over my head. And it's like, dude, this is weird. Like, we get them in Seattle too, especially out of my parents' house on the lake. Like, I've seen bald eagles, but they never just fly that close to humans in my experience. So,
I feel like in Alaska, they know they have the edge.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I mean, there's honestly it's almost a point of like there's just too many of them.
Yeah, and there's like signs of like shield yourself from the eagles, apparently, or there were. Yeah, so bunch of eagles. Although, dude. So you guys know turtles are my spirit animal, and we've talked about totems, and I think second on the totem is now the otter.
All right.
Otters are just, they're just always having a good time, and like, I saw a bunch there, and they were just like chilling in the water, and I don't know, just...
And spoke to you.
Yeah, big time. I saw a whale when we were out driving looking for a waterfall, but it was like way out there, but I was like... I saw, like, the water spout up from the blowhole, and I was like, is that a whale? And then, sure enough, like, see that a couple more times. Then its big-ass tail just pops out of the water and slams back down. I was like, oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Tyler's like, yeah, they're here all the time. Like, just jaded already.
Oh, wow. Like, yes. For us city slickers, it's a big deal, Tyler.
Yeah, that's huge.
Right?
What else? Oh, you were talking about that pretzel thing. That reminded me, I just had an amazing pretzel and beer cheese soup. If you're ever in the Anchorage airport for a layover, I can't remember the name of the bar, but it's like a brewery. They have a bunch of beers on tap and no non-alcoholic beers bottled there. But the pretzel and beer cheese soup was amazing. And then on the way home, so after I had that, I was like reading. I had like a four-hour layover, and I went to... I walked through the entire Anchorage airport looking for soda water, like a sizable amount. They have like tiny little 16-ounce Perrier bottles at a few places. That was it. And I was like, that's just not going to cut it for me. This is a long layover. So I end up at McDonald's, and I'm like, can I get a large soda water? Right? So it's like 32 ounces, $1 with a free refill. I was super stoked.
I'm shocked McDonald's even has soda water.
Yeah. I didn't know, but I was desperate. And that's when I found it out. And it's like the best soda water deal in town because I got 64 ounces for $1. And then I was on a red-eye flight sitting in a window seat. I did not have enough foresight for that one. But, you know, so I woke a couple people up a couple times to deal with the consequences of that. But... You know, yeah, McDonald's is a great deal on soda water, in case you were wondering. It's kind of the moral of the story, and also, I should probably sit in the aisle.
I had the middle seat on the way back.
Oh, yeah?
The guy next to me was very nice, though.
Oh, cool. Do you have to crawl over you and try to not wake you up, but then stumble and kick you in the shin?
No, I was in the middle seat, so I just had to get up a few times. And he was like, yeah, no worries.
Oh, yeah, because then you just have one person to disrupt.
I used to always get window seats, and then I realized, like, no, I'm going to have a couple beers. Like, I need to start sitting on the aisle.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, you seem like the type of guy that loves an airport bar.
Yeah.
Because you love regular bars, too. And,
right. But airport bars are great. What do they call them? Five-minute friends or whatever.
Yeah. Single-serving friends.
Yeah.
From Fight Club? Yeah. So, yeah, that was pretty much it. Just ate some food, did some hikes, hung out with Tyler, and had a great time.
By the way, since Matt's sitting here, I know I saw your tweet or your Instagram about the beer cheese soup. And then the salad you got.
Yeah.
If you're ever out at the end gates at SeaTac, the skillet in there has a very nice salmon salad.
Ooh, okay. Good to know.
Yeah.
Do you know they have a bar in SeaTac just called Ballard?
I didn't, but I know SeaTac just redid everything and put in like super local stuff.
Yeah, and they're trying to push even harder towards that. They reached out to us.
Oh, yeah, wow. Like they just got rid of like the Anthony's that used to be in there is like gone. Or whatever. I forget which big
Anthony's
one.
Anthony's is pretty local.
I know, but somehow that one's gone, and then I think...
They moved the Qdoba. I think Wendy's isn't coming back.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Wow.
Like, that whole area is kind of blocked off. I think they got Polino back, though, which is good, because Polino's great. But yeah, Qdoba's on the other side now.
Yeah. You're out there at those end gates, though. Stop at a skillet.
That was not an endorsement for Ballard Bar, by the way. I haven't been in there. I just heard about it because I live in Ballard. Did you guys see that fire there yesterday?
Yes.
That was wild.
Yeah.
I walked down.
I've had two big fires this week.
What do you mean?
There's another one on the freeway downtown underneath the overpass.
Oh,
that traffic backed up for miles.
Yeah, I did see that on Twitter. This one I saw in person.
That's right by the crib for you.
Yeah, it was just blocks down the street. La Isla got burnt down. That's a bummer. I love that place.
Good spot.
But yeah, I walked down and checked it out last night while they were still, I mean, it was out by that point, but they were still hosing it down. I was on the phone with Lance, just like, what's a 3-alarm fire versus a 2-alarm fire? Like,
yeah, just, you know, like how big the fire is and the amount of equipment that are going to show up.
Yeah.
More alarms.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Thanks, guys.
All right, I think it's about that time.
Boop, doop, doop, boop, boop. Cobb topic.
Cobb topic.
Also, for the people who were yelling at their headphones, it's the Sandpoint Naval Air Station. That's what I was trying to remember.
Mm.
Which is at Magnuson. Okay, anyway. I was thinking about, Ted trying to get this pull up. I feel like, you know, you see people do pull-ups all the time. Ted was working on getting that goal. You know, you see people score goals all the time. And I was just thinking about, like, I don't know, things that are, like, a little harder than they look to actually do on your own. Because it's one thing to, like, watch a gymnast do backflips in the Olympics, and you're like, that was, like, an 8.5. And it's like, bro, like, you can't even do a somersault. So I was thinking about, there was another time when I tried to lay a tile shower on my own. I took 3 days to do it. And at the end of it, it looked like trash. So anyway, pay people to lay. Those tile professionals are the truth. They know what they're doing. You cannot do it. So the cop topic this week, what looks easy but is actually really hard? Email us, email at thepodcast.com, or hit us up on the Twitter machine. What looks easy but is actually really hard?
I mean, I think right now I'd have to put in diving.
Yeah, nice.
Right? Like, I really thought I was just show up to the lake house, like, pick it up in a couple hours, be good to go. And it's like, oh no, like, there's actually some stuff involved. And now it just sucks because it's gotten cold, so we can't go swim in the lake. And I'm like, well, I'm not good enough to try this in a pool now unless it's a 12-foot deep end.
Yeah, 9 feet, you'd be all right.
Yeah, I'm just saying, most pools you're going to interact with in the wintertime are going to be indoor and probably 4.5 feet. Like, I'm not trying to practice my diving in there. No, I'm going to end up bumping my head on the ground.
Oh, yeah. People get,
But that looked very, very easy. And I was shocked how much harder it actually was.
That's fair.
Yeah. I really thought I was just going to jump out there and be good. And then, like, just little things, like, well, kick your feet up more. I'm like, I don't know how I'm not doing that. I don't, you know, it's just a different motion.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit unnatural, too, because you're almost like slamming your body. If it wasn't water, you'd be like slamming your body into something. So you have to get over that fear, kind of like doing a backflip on a trampoline. It feels very unnatural. Like, a backflip on a trampoline is much, much easier than a front flip. But, you know, a front flip I could probably do when I was like 10, and a backflip took me till like last year. And then I just tried one. I was like, wow, that actually is easier. But it's so scary to like just tilt your head back and go.
Yeah, I mean, I have a ton of these little things right now. I mean, just trying to run full speed and kick a soccer ball as when somebody passes it to you to score a goal, I'm like, that was incredibly hard. Yeah. Or even if you're dribbling with it and you have room, like lining up your steps so that you actually in stride can strike it.
Yep.
And then I'll stop with the sports stuff. But the other one is, and we all do this, whenever you watch NFL games, like, how did he drop that? Just take a buddy out and just run it. First of all, a lot of people, you probably haven't run a real sprint in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But number two, be running on a dead sprint and have somebody drop a ball in over your shoulder. Just see if you can catch that with no defenders or nothing. No pressure.
No pads, no helmet. And just, it's so hard to catch from over the shoulder. It's very, it's really tough to gauge the distance and the speed.
Yeah, it looks so simple, but you just forget, like, oh, yeah, these are professional athletes, and that's what they do.
Yeah, that is all that guy does. He was not trying to drop that pass. And your fat ass from the couch could not do it.
Right.
Like, that kills me when people are, like, coaching, and I'm just like, man, like, just stop.
Right. Again, when is the last, that's why I'd say challenge some people. Like, when's the last time you even ran a sprint?
Yeah. Well, and when that's one of those things, too, that's kind of funny. Like, as we get older, I think we were, like, all, like, better in high school, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, we were like, oh, yeah, I used to run, like, a 9.3 100. You're like, what? It's like, world record holder now? You know? But, yep.
Mateo?
I would go, staying with sports, golf. Everything about golf is just fucking hard. And you watch it on TV, and they make it look so easy. And like what those guys are doing is just so insanely difficult. And I can't even just like hit a ball straight into the fairway. And then like you get into chipping and putting, and it's like there's so many variables that go into it. And trying to, you know, nail them all down is just, it's super difficult, but it's so fun because of watching the pros this summer. Like that was a big reason why I got into it. It wasn't just like I started golfing. I was like, I would golf and then my dad and I would go home and watch the pros. And it was like, you just have this whole new level of respect for what they're doing. And then you go out and try and replicate it. And you're like, wow. And they're playing way tougher courses with way faster greens from tees way farther away. And they're still beating my score by 50. And
it's golf, the only thing that makes golf different, I think, and that keeps it like a drug for people that they keep going all the time, is that in a round of 18 holes, you will hit at least one or two shots, like clean. And it's like, I know what I'm doing.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, it's like a casino. It's like variable reward, you know?
Yeah. And golf is one of the few sports you can do for the rest of your life. And in every round, have one of the, you'll have that one hit. It's like, all right, this is why I play.
Yeah, it's like, oh, if I do that every time, be a pro.
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely had a few of those this weekend when I played. By the way, Echo Falls is a dope course. The last hole is an island. And yeah, it was super fun. I went out and played with my buddy John, who listens to the podcast. That's how I met him, and it was unreal. Like, every hole just looked awesome. It was super fun. So, yeah, I'm a big fan of Echo Falls. And it was like $30-something bucks. We walked it, but yeah.
That's nice.
Ridiculously cheap by golf standards, and awesome public course, which there's not a ton of in Seattle.
Yeah. Cobb?
You know what? Mine was going to be that tile one, but I have another one, which is just like, I feel like this will hit home with Ted more than Matt, but like when you see an attractive woman, just actually walking up to them and approaching them is so hard. Like, I have no problem if I'm on dates or whatever else. Like, I have plenty of female friends as well. But for some reason, like, the breaking through to, like, we are complete and total strangers to, like, we should be friends and hang out, so hard.
Yeah.
So hard.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk to people all day. So do you. And just like, man, way tougher than you would think.
Yeah, and the people have their guard up. It's tough.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I remember distinctly how difficult it is. And I also now, I mean, I don't really like go out of my way to initiate contact with them. But in those moments where it happens, I am like just looking to shoehorn the fact that I have a girlfriend in to drop her guard.
Yeah.
To just like establish.
So then you can truly be desireless.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's not even about that. It's like, I just want her to be comfortable and know that I don't have any ulterior motives. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I do have ulterior motives.
Right.
Right, but that, right, right.
I know what you mean.
Yeah, that is always the tough part, right? It's like some people are just good with talking to chicks, right? And then, you know, I don't do this anymore. It's like, what's your secret? You just got to be confident, man. Like, yeah, you're just random. Like, I don't know why you're that confident, but it works. all right, I'll mention one more time. Migs Fest, 6 p.m., those doors open. Club Sur this Saturday. I will be down there, of course, with Mr. Migs. Just one more time, DeMatha 20th Union. Just want to make sure I set it out there. Brendan Looney, Anthony Miller, man, we miss you, boys. Miss you so much. But, you know, we honored you, and you're still there with us, of course. So this is episode 275 for MCTP, for Cobb, of the Ted Smith. I screwed it up. This is the podcast. Cheers.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.